that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night are both on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Elder John Owens, one of the associate elders at the Johnson Temple Church. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Paul tells us, hallelujah, for God has not given us that spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You know, fear did not come from God, but love come from God, but power come from God, and a sound mind come from God. When you find yourself operating in fear, you're not operating under the power of God. But when you find yourself operating under love, power, and of a sound mind, you better know that you are operating under the power of God. And the favor of God is upon you. I got anybody praying for me this morning? Hallelujah. We are God's little children, all of us. Every one of us that call on the name of the Lord, every one of us that said, God, I want you to come into my life and create within me a clean heart, we are under the favor of God. Thank you, Lord. God spoke to Jeremiah and said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Favor comes into fruition when we learn to obey the word in the spirit of God. I'm going to say that one more time. Favor comes into fruition when we learn to obey God's word and his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. Has my brothers and sisters, we often walk away from the favor which God has placed over our life for something less valuable. I know I'm just speaking now. Oftentimes we walk away from what God has ordained in our life to have to something that is less valuable. And we talked about that even in our Sunday school lesson this morning. You see, God placed Adam and Eve in the garden and gave them the freedom to eat every tree, including, I had to mark this one, including the tree of life. But they chose as the devil beguiled them to eat of the tree of good and evil. My God, my God, my God. The devil is doing the same thing to us today. The devil is always trying to draw us away from the favor of the presence of God. The devil knows that when we are in under the favor of God, he can't hurt us. When we are under the power of, I know I'm not preaching by myself in hell, but when we are under the power of God, there's nothing that the devil can do to us. Oh, he can try. And he will try. But when you're walking under the power and the favor of God, the devil can't do nothing but help you. Every stumbling block that he places in your way, all you do is step on it. Every time he places a stumbling block in the way, you just, the Lord give you the strength to lift you up on that stumbling block, and you're able to move forward in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Paul said in Romans 8 and 28, we know that all things, do you believe that this morning? Not some things, but he said all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. Is there anybody in this house that has been called by God? This morning, the writer of the book of Esther is unknown. But many old Jewish writers suggest that Mordecai as the author. Thank you, Lord. This book starts with Haman, the king of Persia, having a feast. In other words, he had a party. Glory to God, because he had conquered so many nations. And once he conquered all these nations, he had a big, big party. He laid out everything, all the nice things that he could lay out. He laid it out with gold and silver and all kinds of wonderful things. He laid them out. And not only did he do that, but he called all the noblemen and all the officers to show off.
Yes, sir.
His splendor and his greatness that he had accomplished. You know, sometimes when people get above themselves, you know, they're going to show off what they have done. But God is bigger than anything. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think. I'm glad that I serve a God that stands high and looks low. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The king displayed the glory and the wealth of his kingdom and his majesty, magnificent splendor of his greatness for a total, listen to this, for a total of 180 days, which is 6 months. He had a party. What a party. What a party that this man had. And the thing about it, that he had a party to the noblemen and to the officers, and then on the other hand, his queen, Bathsheba, she had a party. It's a sad thing when the house is divided, ain't it? It's a sad thing when the husband is doing one thing and the wife is doing something else. But it was all, somebody said, but it was all in God's plan. Woo! Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Queen Vesta also was having a feast with the women in the king's palace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when the king was feeling good, when the king got a little hot, when the king got a little wine in him, he wanted to brag about the goodness of his wife. Glory to God. When the king got full of some wine, he wanted to be bigger than what his thoughts was. He already knew that his wife wasn't coming to the party. He invited her anyway. The Bible said that Queen Esther said, I ain't coming. Look at God. Now, I want you to know that God is working in the dark. And that caused a friction between the king and Vashti. And the people that were sitting around them, you know, when I don't know, but when your wife embarrass you and all your friends are hanging around you, you want to know what can I do about this woman? Woo! Glory to God. Is anybody praying for me? Glory to God. Listen, just get rid of her. Just get rid of her, because not only is she showing a bad taste in your eye, but look at what she gonna do with the other princess. If they get a taste of this, they wanna do the same thing. You gotta get rid of her. My God, my God, my God. You say, what we gonna do? Say, I tell you what you do. You just line all the virgins up and you get them ready and you find somebody better than Bathsheba. Now, I want you to know that Bathsheba was a very beautiful woman. Not only was she probably beautiful in the face, but she probably was fine as wine. But they told her, said, you got to get rid of her because she's making it look bad for everybody. Because not only will your wife disrespect you, but the other ones would disrespect us. And so they call all the virgins in and then they prop all them through the process. And, you know, Esther was one of them that was in the process. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to see how God is working. Glory to God. Thank you, God. And you know, God had prophesied through his prophets the Messiah, which is Jesus Christ, who was a deliverer, would come through the Jewish nation. But the devil had established a plan. I just wanted to bring this one out. Is that all right? The devil had established a plan to destroy the whole Jewish nation. And if you know anything about this, if the devil would have been able to succeed in his plan, then Jesus wouldn't have been able to come through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. But I tell you, but God has a plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that even though the devil has a plan to destroy you, that Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall you condemn. This is the inheritance of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, said the Lord. Yes, there will be weapon formed against you. Yes, there will be people that come against you. Yes, there will be people that talk against you, but that's a form of weapon, but that form of weapon will not prosper. Esther had to go through the process to be picked as the new queen. You know, she just didn't step in there and become queen. They had to take her through the process. They had to clean her up. They had to put her in milk and all kinds of flour and stuff to clean her up and put her on a nice clothing and teach her how to talk and teach her how to walk and teach her how to Esther had to go through in order to be prepared to be prepared. And I swear, 1 and 2 tells us. The Bible says, and Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you, somebody point at yourself, you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy. You can't leave holy out. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And this one I like this one too. And say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, y'all know the word, don't you? Amen, 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 amen. That's our process. That's what we gotta do. We gotta learn how to present, my brothers and sisters, our body as a living sacrifice. Don't walk around with your head hanging down, looking like you own that somebody done beat you up. But we belong to the royal king, and we ought to walk like it. We ought to talk like it, and we ought to act like that we belong to the royalty of God. I've been bought with a price. Glory to God. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a peculiar person. I don't act like the world. I don't walk like the world. Sometimes I don't even look like the world, because I'm a peculiar person. I'm amongst the royalty of God. Is there anybody in here that's of the royalty of God? Stop letting the devil beat you down and tell you that who you are. You ought to let the word of God tell you who you are.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo! I'm going to get to feeling good in a minute now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When the process was finished, the king accepted Esther. But what I like about Esther, you know, all the other ones, when they came through, they were getting all kinds of stuff. They were getting every kind of gold and silver that they could possibly get. But the Bible said that Esther only chose what they told her to have. She didn't try to get greedy. She knew that. She knew her help, where help come. All of her help come from the Lord. She knew her substance was from God. Is there anybody in here that know your substance? I don't have to steal, kill, and destroy nobody to get what belongs to me, because my substance, comes from the Lord. I got to move on. I got to move on. I got to move on. Man, when Ezra, King Ezra chose Esther to be the queen, Malachi was checking on her every day. Hallelujah. And there was a man called Haman. Glory to God. That did not like Malachi, because Malachi wouldn't do what the other folks do. You know, you can't be amongst the other folks in order to live for God. Glory to God. Somebody got to stand up for something. My God, my God, my God, my God. And Malachi decided in his heart, I don't care how many times Haman come by, I'm not going to bow to him, neither I'm going to reverence him. And you know the devil get mad when you don't do what they want you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that is able to keep me in perfect peace. Glory to God. he wouldn't bow down to him. So Haman was so upset, he was so mad, until he went to the king and told the king, say, I will give you 10,000 silver to kill all the Jews. Because these Jews don't go by your law. They don't go by what you say, do you? They don't acknowledge you as their king. They got their own king. Glory to God. And Haman gave the king into his treasure so 10,000 silver pieces. Glory to God. And then when Malachi found out that Haman had already went to the king and they had already wrote it down on the paper, glory to God, he sent a word to Esther. Hallelujah. Said, I want you to go to the king. And I want you to plead not only for the Jews, but for yourself. I want you to go in there and I want you to talk to the king. Now all the peoples in the kingdom know that you cannot just walk in there and talk to the king. You got to be summoned in order to go to the king. He said, if you don't get, she said, if you're not summoned, she said, the only thing that you'll get is death. But Malachi said, glory to God. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the kingdom house more than all the Jews. But if thou altogether hold thy people, the change is coming. Whether it comes from you or somebody else. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then your house and your family house will be destroyed. Glory to God. But Malachi went on to say, do you not think that you might have been placed in this place for such a time as this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Esther sent back a word to Malachi, said, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you and all the Jews to begin to pray and fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only will you pray and fast, but me and my courthouse will pray and fast for 3 days. Glory to God. But I tell you, after the 3 days, I'm going. Even though it's against the rule, I'm going. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we have to go against the rules. Yes, in order to compass the will of God and allow the favor of God to continue to work in our life, we have to go against the rule. And Esther went against the rule. And the Bible said that Esther went in the inner chamber of the king. And as she walked up into the king's castle, she walked in there. And she didn't know that he was going to hold out the scepter. She didn't even have any idea that he was going to do that. But as she walked in the picture, as she was walking, I believe she was singing a song. Have mercy on me. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. And when she got there, the Bible said that he held out the scepter of gold. And she went in and talked with the king. And the king said, now what do you want me to do? I give you half of my kingdom. What do you? She said, all I want, all that. All I want is you and Haman to have a banquet with me. Come on and have a banquet with me. See, God was working. God was working. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then went after the banquet, Haman saw Malachi. And it messed him up again. And he went home and he was so upset, glory to God, that he began to talk to
want you to do. I want you to build a gap 10 feet high. And I want you to go to the king and tell the king that I want you to hang Malachi because he's disrespectful to me. He won't bow down to me. He won't reverence me. And the Bible says that night, I just want to tell him. Is that all right if I tell the story? Glory to God. That night, the Bible said that the king tossed and turned all night long, and they called for the chronicle, which is the book of the law, which is the thing that had happened to the kingdom and around the kingdom. And he found in that chronicle that Malachi had saved his life. My God, my God, my God. And he woke up the next day, and he said, who is in the courthouse? And he said, Haman is in the court. He said, bring him in here. He said, bring him. Look at God. Look at how God is working. He said, bring him on in here. And he said, I want to know what can I do about a man that I want to honor, that what I want to hold to high esteem. And then Haman with his self thought that he was talking about him, preacher. And he said, this is what you ought to do for the man that you want to esteem highly. You need to let him ride your horse that you rode on. You need him to wear the clothes that you wore. You need him to put on the robe that you wore. You need to let him ride one of the finest horses that you have in the stable. I just want to tell the story today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said that when man Haman got through describing all the things that the man that should be honored would be having, then the king said, I tell you what you do. You do all that for Malachi. Favor ain't fair. Glory to God. And glory, hallelujah. And Haman got so upset that he ran back home and began to cry to his wife and his friend again. But by the time he could think about it, they were calling another banquet.
Oh, yeah.
He was calling another banquet. And the Bible said that Haman and Ezra the king and Esther had another banquet. And in that banquet, Esther began to cry to the king.
Oh my God.
She said that there's somebody that wants to kill me and all of my family and all of my people. There's somebody in that wants to kill us and destroy us. And the king said, in the world has the audacity to want to kill the queen. And the Bible said that Haman was sitting there. Just him, Esther, and the king.